Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Trenton Simpson met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
I feel like it's been going great. I put in a lot of work and just studying, spending more time with my coaches, my teammates, asking Roquan questions every day. I feel like just being able to put the pads on is now is allowing me to just be able to play football and play fast physical football like we preach the Ravens.
Where do you think you've grown the most? I mean, you just said all the work that you put in. Where do you think you've grown the most as far as where you are now compared to even the end of last season?
I'd say I've grown the most by just knowing what to expect, just being in our system for a year now, knowing what to expect, communicating better. With this defense, everybody's on the same page. We're very vocal, and everybody's talking every play. So, I mean, I think that's a sign of a great defense. So, definitely communication-wise.
How beneficial has it been to have Zach Orr as your offensive coordinator and former Ravens linebacker?
It's been great, man. Just being able to be him being my linebacker coach my rookie year to seeing him grow and be the defensive coordinator and me just growing up under him. It's been awesome being able to communicate with him as a player, and he's just off the field, you know. So, it's been great.
So we've seen you get physical out there. Yeah.
Yeah, just playing fast physical, man. Just playing relentless, playing like a Raven is my goal. Definitely, I feel like offense and defense have been very physical. We're just trying to protect each other. But me just going out there, sending a message, just playing as hard as I can, you know, and matching Roquan's energy every day, you know, so.
There was a play a couple days ago. I think some of us had you clothesline Derrick Henry. Some of us had Travis Jones clothesline Derrick Henry.
Yeah. I have to go back and look at it, but yeah, we just trying to take care of everybody. But I don't think it was clothesline, but yeah, just trying to take care of them.
But you were the guy who might have been.
I was close to it, but okay. Yeah.
I think you went on. You spent some time in the off season on vacation even with Roquan Smith, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much time do you spend talking about football during those trips?
I feel like, I mean, it's a good balance, us knowing each other as friends on and off the field, but also when we together, we talking ball, and me being a younger player, I'm asking him questions. And like, you know what I mean? When I'm with him, it's a great person to learn from, so just getting some advice every time I get around him. I mean, he's a great teammate, a great leader, and I'm always trying to learn from him any aspect of life, so, yeah.
Along those lines, he talks about flipping the switch, you know, he's like one of the nicest guys off the field, but, yeah. You know, different story, what's, you know, between the lines. Do you play that same way, and how do you kind of feel if you don't play?
Yeah, no, that's real, man. When you get in between those lines, you got to be locked in, focused, and, you know, just serious. I mean, it's a goal. You got to go out there and perform. So, I mean, it's no time to have, you know, play around on the field. You got to be focused. And when I'm off the field, you know, great guy, smiling all the time. When it's getting between those lines, it's time to play ball. So, yeah.
It's just for you, why is that relationship important? Is it beneficial to have that close relationship with the guy that you're getting next to?
Yeah, man, that's great. I mean, once you can trust somebody, you know, on the field, off the field, I mean, it just grows that bond. And just having somebody out there that you can talk to mid-play, asking questions, it's been awesome for me and great person to learn from, for sure. I mean, I've got used to it, but I mean, it's always good stuff, you know. So just learning and just bringing positive energy every time I'm around him. So yeah.
When PQ was here, he evolved from being a guy who played a lot to being a guy who never came off the field. How with you, is that something that, you know, you're aspiring to be? How much do you think about that? How much does that drive you to be a guy that? Third down, second down, it doesn't matter. I'm
going to
be on the field.
Man, that's the goal. But, you know, coming and attacking every day, and that comes with earning the trust of my teammates, my coaches, and everybody around me. So, I mean, the more I go out there every day, perform in practice, and uphold to the standard, that'll be the more playing time I earn and what my coaches believe that I should get out there. So, yeah.
How much time this offseason do you spend watching PQ's tape
from last year? Man, a lot. Because, you know, he played at a very high level. And, just to see him and learn from him my rookie year, I mean, he had a great year, you know, the way he prayed, he got what he deserved, and I learned a lot from him. So just watching how he moved, his pre-snap alignments and things like that, I did a lot of studying of him this year.
Trenton, what do you most enjoy about the position and more specifically your role in this defense?
I'd say just being able to play fast, physical football and just – allow me to just be able to, you know, read and react. Like, I see something trigger, don't second guess, just play fast and, you know, just playing 100% to cover up a lot of things. So, you know, I'm just excited for this year to be able to just do me. It's been awesome, man. Just, you know, us being at Clemson, growing together, winning some games together, being on the ACC championship team with him was awesome. But just seeing him come in every day, compete, and I mean, he's young just like I was last year. So him asking Marlo questions, Beastie questions, I mean, it's awesome because, I mean, the vets we have in this organization is tucking all of the younger guys under, and I like feel like that's good to help improve a lot of guys' careers. So, yeah.
How do you deal with mistakes? I mean, when the coaches talk, that's it.
Yeah.
Trent, he's still probably going to make some mistakes this year.
Yeah.
But what do you try to get out of it when that does happen?
I mean, during the game, you got to move on, next play, and you get to it the next, you know, when you study it in film. But you got to have a short mindset in this game. I mean, mentality, you got to put it behind you, next play, and then in film, just correct it, you know. So, yeah.
This might be hard to put a number on, but if you estimated how many questions a day you asked Roquan, what would you say?
Man, I mean, probably like, you know, from the time we walk in the weight room to, I mean, it's not all about ball, but just trying to pick up, you know, dietitian habits, how you take care of your body, you know, just things, just trying to learn, you know, from a great vet. So, yeah, a couple questions for you.
A lot.
Yeah, a lot, yeah.
Aside from him as the obvious, who was your other favorite guys to talk to, whether it's ball or whatever?
Just on the team in general?
Yeah.
Tavius Robinson, I talked to Malik Harrison all the time, Chris Board, Josh Ross, all the guys in my room. I mean, I feel like we have a great relationship. We're working out. We go grab dinner and stuff together. So I feel like, I mean, like just talking about that trust and that bond you have off the field makes it a lot special on the field. So, yeah.
You have had
the
tackle there, Henry, but what's it like going up against him?
I mean, it's been awesome. I mean, growing up watching him at a young age to being on the practice field with him now, it's been awesome and it's full circle. But, I mean, it's been cool just bringing my energy every day and I'm just matching it. I mean, I know he's going to make me better, and I hope I'm making him better as well, and it's been awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.